Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Nearly 40 bodies were brought to a hospital morgue after a stampede Wednesday in northern India. Three police sources told Reuters as tens of thousands gathered to bathe in sacred river waters on the most auspicious day of a six-week festival. AP correspondent Karen Chemes reports.
Several people are feared dead and many more injured as tens of thousands of Hindus took part in the massive Mahakumbh festival in northern India. Many died after rushing to take a holy bath in the river. Police tried to manage the crowds as rescuers helped the injured. Distressed families lined up outside a hospital, inquiring about their relatives. The Mahakumbh festival, held every 12 years, started on January the 13th. It's the world's largest religious gathering. A sprawling tent city was built for them, with 50,000 security personnel to maintain order and manage crowds. I'm Karen Chemes.
The Palestinian Health Ministry says two Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire in the occupied West Bank overnight and into Wednesday. The West Bank has seen a surge in violence since Hamas's October 7, 2023 terror attack out of the Gaza Strip ignited the war there. The ministry says more than 800 Palestinians have been killed. The U.S. Secretary of State is exempting war programs from the Trump administration's freeze on foreign aid. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
U.S.-funded aid programs around the world have begun firing staff and preparing to shut down following the Trump administration's freeze on foreign assistance. The only exemptions, military aid to Israel and Egypt, and emergency food programs. But Secretary of State Marco Rubio has now agreed to at least temporarily keep spending money on certain humanitarian programs. A signed waiver obtained by the AP indicates those include programs that provide life-saving medicine, medical services, food, shelter, and subsistence aid. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Secretary of Defense is ordering a review of the nation's former top uniformed officer, retired Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Pete Hegseth, the new defense secretary under President Trump, has ordered a review of retired General Mark Milley's conduct when he was chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Two defense officials confirmed the Pentagon Inspector General's inquiry will be looking into whether Milley should be demoted. Pentagon spokesman John Oliott says Milley's security detail and clearance has also been revoked. Hegseth's chief of staff, Joe Casper, said the decision was taken because undermining the chain of command is corrosive to our national security. Milley's relationship with the president soured during Trump's first term as he pushed back on a host of issues, and at Milley's official retirement ceremony, he said, "We don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator." Jennifer King, Washington.
Hundreds of foreign military contractors crossed into Rwanda from Goma on Wednesday after surrendering to the United Nations as M23 rebels that some say are backed by Rwanda consolidated control over eastern Congo's largest city. The rebels seized Goma's international airport on Tuesday, potentially cutting off a key aid route for hundreds of thousands of displaced people. The assault has drawn widespread international condemnation of Rwanda and calls for a ceasefire. According to medical sources, Goma's hospitals are overwhelmed, having treated at least 760 wounded. An accurate death toll remains unclear, as many casualties occur outside medical facilities. People gathered at a ceremony in the southwest Malian town of Kangaba to celebrate the one-year anniversary of Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso's decision to quit ECOWAS on the eve of the three states' official departure from the West African trade bloc. The three countries have now formed their own confederation, the Alliance of Sahel States, or AES.
The AES is the renaissance of Africa, and I think that all the countries that aspire to the rebirth of Africa should join the AES.
That was Nestor Poldas, head of the Burkina Faso delegation. The withdrawal has shaken the economic community of West African states that many consider to be the continent's most important regional group, which this year marks its 50th anniversary. An official said a small aircraft carrying oil workers in South Sudan's Unity State crashed on Wednesday, killing 20 people. Unity State's information minister said the passengers were oil workers of the Greater Pioneer Operating Company. He said among the dead were two Chinese nationals and one Indian. Media reports had initially put the death toll at 18, but the information minister told Reuters two survivors had later died. One person survived. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.